We took advantage of one of the recent cooler evenings to invite our friend Martina over for dinner. My lovely wife Leslie prepared a wonderful meal made from the tomatoes, beans, and cucumbers we picked from our garden that very day, and I made some rice. We topped it all off with sweet and very rich blackberry crumble. And the cooler weather and a pleasant breeze combined with a full moon to make the evening nearly perfect. After clearing the dishes, we sat with the windows open, listening to all the night sounds of the forest. It wasn't long before our conversation turned into what some of our friends call our working dinners. Now, on evenings like this, surrounded by family and friends, I've sometimes been known to occasionally encourage the discussion towards some precarious topics, like religion and philosophy. Leslie says it's more than encouragement and suggests that I actually bring these things up myself. Well, that could be. And the cliché says one should never discuss religion and politics in polite company. But somehow, it doesn't seem right to avoid such important topics. Besides, we shouldn't leave topics this important to those who do talk about them all the time, on the radio, TV, and in print. I think we should discuss them face-to-face politely and with genuine interest in hearing someone else's point of view. Anyway, somehow, the discussion on this particular night was encouraged towards the seven deadly sins. Now, here's a quiz for you. How many of the seven deadly sins can you name? Okay, time's up. I'll bet you couldn't get all seven. But don't feel bad. Most people can't name them all. Even my most highly educated and knowledgeable friends, including several with advanced degrees and successful careers, can't get more than two or three. One friend even tried to argue that greed and avarice are two different sins just to increase his count. Well, let's go through them in this order. Anger, lust, pride, envy, greed, gluttony, and sloth. One more time. Anger, lust, pride, envy, greed, gluttony, and sloth. That's all seven. Now, at the end of this essay, I'll share an easy way for us all to remember them. Anyway, after our wonderful dinner and naming the seven deadly sins, our discussion turned more philosophical. Leslie offered her objection to the use of the word sin and suggested we refer to them as the seven bad behaviors. Well, let's see. Anger, lust, pride, envy, greed, gluttony, sloth. Yep, they're bad behaviors, all right. We talked about how to recognize these bad behaviors in ourselves and how often we see them around us. We agreed they're everywhere and so much a part of our lives that we frequently fail to recognize them even when they're right in front of us or even when we commit them ourselves. And some of the seven bad behaviors, like pride, have become what people consider to be an admirable trait. How many times have we said to our children, "I'm so proud of you"? That implies we want our child to make us feel better than any other parent, which isn't really what we mean, of course. Why don't we say, "You make me so happy," and just leave pride out of it altogether? One timely example we discussed was the situation Rupert Murdoch and his staff are in and how easy it is to rationalize illegal and immoral behavior if there's personal gain involved. If the charges against Murdoch's organization turn out to be true, then hacking into people's lives and bribing public officials for information in order to sell a few more newspapers can be seen as pure acts of greed. We wondered if the people who are charged with these crimes would still have done them if they recognized that greed was their primary motivation. We concluded by discussing the relative merits of overcoming the seven bad behaviors versus just trying to recognize them when we see them. We suggested the possibility that actually overcoming them is an impossible task for mere mortals, and it's arrogant for us to even think we can overcome them. And as we all know, arrogance comes from that baddest of bad behaviors, pride. We propose that perhaps a more realistic objective is to minimize our own bad behaviors. Yeah, that gives us a little wiggle room. It was a marvelous evening and a thoughtful discussion, but by this time, Martina and Leslie were both rolling their eyes and ready to lighten up. But now each of us can name all seven bad behaviors, and we've all become a bit more sensitive to them. Now, I promised you an easy way to remember them. It's silly, but it works. Imagine that if chickens could lay eggs that grow into mountains, those mountains would be the Alps. So just think of these two words, Alp, eggs. The first letters of anger, lust, pride, envy, greed, gluttony, and sloth spell Alp, eggs. So the next time the situation presents itself, have some fun and ask someone to name the seven deadly sins. I'll bet they can't do it. Then you can show off by remembering Alp eggs and naming them all. But try hard not to be too proud about it.